Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now, you'll hear the first talk.
Listen to a driving instructor talking to new drivers.
So now you've passed your driving test, but let me give you a few simple tips so that you can make driving safer for yourself and the other motorists on the roads. For starters, wear your seatbelts. Worn properly, they prevent you from being thrown around the inside of a crashing vehicle, or worse, thrown through the windshield and flung completely out of the vehicle. To avoid distractions, turn your cell phone off. Studies have shown that driving while trying to send out a text message is just as dangerous as driving drunk. If you really need to use your phone, pull over to the side of the road or into a gas station. It isn't just cell phones that cause distractions, however. Fiddling with electronic devices or car controls also diverts a driver's attention in potentially deadly ways. So, adjust your mirrors, your seat before you take off, and stop touching the radio. Better still, if your vehicle has radio controls on the steering wheel, use those. Above all, don't drink and drive. Even at low blood alcohol levels, intoxication reduces reaction time and coordination and lowers inhibitions, which can cause drivers to make foolish choices. If you've been drinking, ask a sober friend for a ride or call a cab. And last but not least, don't speed. For your average driver across town, driving even 10 miles per hour faster is only going to save you a few minutes while increasing your crash risk by as much as 50%. Take your time and obey posted speed limits. If you really need to get there as fast as possible, there's one only foolproof solution. Leave earlier.
Now you'll hear the first talk again.
Listen to a driving instructor talking to new drivers.
So now you've passed your driving test, but let me give you a few simple tips so that you can make driving safer for yourself and the other motorists on the roads. For starters, wear your seatbelts. Worn properly, they prevent you from being thrown around the inside of a crashing vehicle, or worse, thrown through the windshield and flung completely out of the vehicle. To avoid distractions, turn your cell phone off. Studies have shown that driving while trying to send out a text message is just as dangerous as driving drunk. If you really need to use your phone, pull over to the side of the road or into a gas station. It isn't just cell phones that cause distractions, however. Fiddling with electronic devices or car controls also diverts a driver's attention in potentially deadly ways. So, adjust your mirrors, your seat before you take off, and stop touching the radio. Better still, if your vehicle has radio controls on the steering wheel, use those. Above all, don't drink and drive. Even at low blood alcohol levels, intoxication reduces reaction time and coordination and lowers inhibitions, which can cause drivers to make foolish choices. If you've been drinking, ask a sober friend for a ride or call a cab. And last but not least, don't speed. For your average driver across town, driving even 10 miles per hour faster is only going to save you a few minutes while increasing your crash risk by as much as 50%. Take your time and obey posted speed limits. If you really need to get there as fast as possible, there's one only foolproof solution. Leave earlier.
Question 26. What is the purpose of the talk? Question 27. What reason is given for wearing a seatbelt? Question 28. What must you do if you need to use your cell phone? Question 29. What does the speaker say about drunk driving? Question 30. According to the talk, how can you get to your destination in time?